From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying it extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting his South Korean counterpart, insists the international community is not done with diplomacy.
We're never out of diplomatic solutions. We continue to work together, and the minister and I share a responsibility to provide for the protection of our nations, our populations, and our interests.
Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said Washington is discussing next steps.
There hasn't been any agreement on what kind of further sanctions we can take, but we're obviously going to look at a whole range of different measures to put pressure on Pyongyang. And we will work with our allies, with other partners, with China and Russia to see what more we can do.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korea military exercises and contain the U.S. territory of Guam. In a show of force Thursday, U.S. warplanes conducted joint drills with South Korean fighter jets. South Sudan Wednesday said American freelance journalist Christopher Allen was not targeted when he was killed during a clash with rebels near the Ugandan border. Allen, among 18 others killed Saturday, rebel commander Major General Matata Frank said his forces contained a government incursion.
We are planning a big operation to flush out these Matanganyar from disturbing our citizens.
The Committee to Protect Journalists has called for an independent investigation into Allen's death. Rebels said he was targeted by soldiers who saw him taking pictures. This is VOA News. U.S.-led airstrikes Wednesday effectively blocked a convoy of Islamic State fighters evacuated from the Syrian-Lebanese border from reaching eastern Syria. Hundreds of IS fighters and their families left the contested border region this week as part of a deal between Lebanon and Syria. The U.N. Security Council Wednesday renewed the mandate for its peacekeeping mission to Lebanon. The U.N. Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, has been patrolling the country's south since 1978. But Israel and the U.S. insisted it must do more to halt the flow of arms to Iran-backed Hezbollah. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the conditions there are dangerous.
The clouds of war are gathering. UNIFIL exists to help prevent war from happening again in South Lebanon. It is supposed to do that, in part by helping the Lebanese government to ensure that there are no weapons outside of state control in UNIFIL's area of operations.
Haley said Hezbollah has massed thousands of fighters and missiles beyond the government's control. Tropical Depression Harvey has weakened after bringing heavy rains to Louisiana and dumping a record amount of precipitation on Texas. More than 30 have been killed. Tens of thousands have sought emergency shelter. President Donald Trump praised rescue efforts in Texas.
In difficult times such as these, we see the true character of the American people, their strength, their love, and their resolve. We see friend helping friend, neighbor helping neighbor, and stranger helping stranger. And together, we will endure and we will overcome.
Louisiana State Governor John Bel Edwards said it appears the threat to his state has passed.
Obviously, things are not as bad as had been forecasted, and so we're very thankful for that. Based upon the amount of rainfall, the severity of the winds, storm surge, all of it across Louisiana, while things are still serious and there's a long way to go, we nevertheless have fared much better than we had feared might be the case.
Flooding has closed the nation's largest oil refinery. Moody's Analytics estimates the economic toll of Harvey could reach $75 billion. In India's financial hub, Mumbai, at least three are dead and dozens feared trapped in the rubble of a collapsed building likely caused by heavy monsoon flooding. A leading critic of Rwandan President Paul Kagame has reportedly been taken from her home by police and charged with forgery. Diane Rigara was barred from running against Mr. Kagame in the August 4 election. Reuters quoted her brother as saying she, along with other family members, had been detained. A police spokesman denied any arrests made. In China, manufacturing growth accelerated in August following Thursday's release of the official Purchasing Managers Index. The release came a day after the U.S. said second quarter growth reached 3%, the fastest in 2 years, fueled by consumer spending and business investment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.